Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today in Stories from the Heart, the story of a young Mexican martyr, servant of God, Maria de la Luz. Maria was a young woman at the time of the Mexican persecution of the Catholic faith. Stay tuned for her story, plus some scripture passages which encourage us to stand firm in the faith on another Stories from the Heart. Servant of God, Maria de la Luz Camacho. Imagine a small group of women led by an attractive lady of 27 standing by the front doors of St. John the Baptist Church, guarding it against 60 angry and intoxicated men who were bent on burning the church to the ground. Maria de la Luz was not only guarding the church, but the children inside who were attending Mass. Hoping to detain the ruffians who were shouting, "God is dead," or "There is no God," Maria de la Luz hoped the children and the priests would be able to escape from a back door before the men barged into the church to accomplish their mission. The women were determined, and each time the thugs shouted a blasphemy, Maria de la Luz and her group shouted in response, "Viva Cristo Rey!" Long live Christ the King! The cry of the resistors who were defending their faith against a government that meant to destroy it. The women's arms were outstretched in the form of a cross. Annoyed by the delay and no doubt humiliated somewhat in being thwarted by a group of women, they ended the standoff by shooting Maria de la Luz and the others. The men soon became frightened on seeing the dead women, covered with blood, who had been so valiant in defending their church. The red shirts, as they were called, finally fled the scene. The children and the priest, with the sacred species, had already left the church in safety. Now, this brave young woman who had died for the faith was born in Mexico City on May 17, 1907. She was named Maria de la Luz, Maria of the Light, a name known throughout Mexico for the Blessed Mother. She was the daughter of Manuel Camacho, a businessman. Her mother, Teresa Gonzalez, died when Maria was only 7 months old. Whereas Maria was a loving child, she was also given to temper tantrums and had a stubborn nature. Terrible temper tantrums often exploded during her early years, but she always asked for forgiveness. After a time, her father remarried, and soon Maria had a younger brother and sister. When this stepmother died, the family accepted the hospitality of the maternal grandmother and aunt. After a few years, Maria's father married the aunt, who was strong in the Catholic faith and provided a happy and loving home. Maria had been born during a time of relative peace, but then came waves of persecution against Catholics. Laws were passed in Mexico in an effort to suppress the faith. Churches and convents were turned into barracks, and priests were hunted and imprisoned. Other churches were eventually closed in protest, with homes being turned into sanctuaries for the Blessed Sacrament and for the secret offering of Mass. Priests were not arrested, wore disguises as they went about ministering to the people. Catholic action was strong, and Maria became caught up in the wave of patriotism and love of God. Since priests were few, people were trained as catechists, including Maria, who was just 15. Every Saturday night, she instructed about 80 children in her home. She kept notes of her conferences and instructions, which were based on a well-balanced doctrine of virtue and prayer. When not preparing for her lessons with the children, Maria was a great help around the house, cleaning, gardening, and repairing things. She loved music and actually played the violin. She was also a lighthearted person who often sang as she went about her chores. However, she suffered somewhat because of unkind remarks made by jealous people, and though she suffered interior trials and scruples, she never complained. She once told her spiritual director, "I do good and I just let people talk. When one can bear the pain alone, why make others suffer?" Maria also liked to act, and as a child she had a play written with her brother and sister, which they performed. Now that she was older, she wanted to put her talents into the service of God. So she wrote and presented plays for the people of Coyoacan. There were a number of chances for Maria to accept marriage, but she rejected them all, telling her friends that anyone contemplating marriage should consider the responsibilities entailed in such a vocation. Instead of marriage, she contemplated a vocation to the cloistered Capuchin order. When she was 25 years old, she wrote to her father, "I will work at some employment, but I would not like to impose the expense of a dowry on you. The ideal I have forged for myself is one of sacrificing myself to God, our Savior." She knew well what the religious life entailed, once writing that it was an anvil on which God hammers his saints into shape with the hammer of sacrifice. She decided to stay at home for a time, helping in the home and earning money for the dowry that was needed for her entrance into the convent. Maria joined the Third Order of St. Francis in 1930 and worked tirelessly in collecting clothes and funds for the poor. She worked among the very poorest and destitute of the city, teaching catechism to the children and adults, and also teaching them how to read. When persecution against the church flared in 1932, churches were set on fire. In one of these, two religious were burned to death. Catholics lived in fear once again. A friend once asked Maria, "What would you do if you had to choose between losing your faith to be happy in this world or living in the other world by dying to preserve your faith?" And Maria answered, "God would give me the grace to be faithful to Him. Besides, if I had the misfortune to deny my God, I would die of grief." The government's anti-religious crusade reached its peak at the state of Tabasco, where Marxist governor Garrido Canabel expelled all priests and ministers, closed all churches, and sent his red shirts followers into private homes to collect and burn all Bibles and religious items. Sadly, the Protestants in the area did not come to the aid of their Catholics for public support. While they deplored the governor's promotion of atheism, they expressed satisfaction that the destruction of religious images was finally persuading the masses that the icons possessed no spiritual powers. When the anti-Catholic Red Syndicate held a meeting in the park across from the church at 10 o'clock in the morning of December 30th, 50 or 60 youths in their red and black uniforms gathered to plan the burning of the parish church of Coyoacan. To bolster their courage, they began drinking cognac. When Maria heard of their plan, she went home and put on her best dress. When asked why she was dressing so carefully, she responded, "We are going to defend Christ, our King." Then she and her sister left their loving home to defend the church and their faith. On reaching the church, they stood bravely before the front doors when the red shirts taunted them and said it was not good to be a Catholic and that Catholics would see terrible things. Maria responded, "We are not afraid. If it becomes necessary, we are ready to die for Christ the King. Those who wish to enter this church must first pass over my body." About 20 people, upon seeing the two sisters standing so valiantly at the church entrance, joined them. Among them were mothers holding the hands of their children, young women, and workers. To the taunts of the soldiers, they shouted back, "Long live Christ the King! Long live the Virgin of Guadalupe!" This was met with, "Long live the Revolution!" The red shirts began shooting as they charged forward. Maria was shot in the chest and died quickly. The body was returned to her father's house. That night, more than 2,000 people visited the young martyr, pressing rosaries and religious objects to her body. During the night, a priest came with palms, which he placed beside the body. He admonished those who were crying, "There is nothing to cry about. It is not death which has entered this house, but rather a blessing from heaven. We do not need to pray for a martyr. Rather, it is she who must pray for us. Maria de la Luz, Virgin and Martyr, pray for us. Pray for our beloved Mexico." The death of this young martyr was reported in newspapers throughout the country. Telegrams of protest were sent to the President of the Republic, which provoked many protests against the radical groups. People who had read the newspaper reports journeyed to Coyoacan for the funeral and lined the streets from the Camacho home to the municipal cemetery. Then a procession began, with 100 children dressed in white carrying palms. They were followed by a group of young women also dressed in white and by young men who belonged to a group of resistors. It is estimated that 30,000 people escorted the young martyr to her grave as they sang and prayed. Even the Archbishop of Mexico joined the procession. He was so overcome with emotion on seeing the 30,000 people who came without fear of the government to render homage to a heroic young woman who gave her life for Christ. Maria de la Luz Camacho's cause for beatification was announced on December 13, 1992. Scripture readings to aid in standing firm in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Matthew 10:22. And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And lastly, Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers. Therefore, take the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Besides all these, take on the shield of faith, that utterance may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the gospel, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. The story, Servant of God, Maria de la Luz, was written by Joan Carol Cruz from the book Saintly Women of Modern Times. For a copy of the scripture passages, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For years, we've recorded nearly every show from Ave Maria Radio. Just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.